This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. officials say Russia has assembled at least 70% of the forces it needs to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, but it would come at an enormous human cost. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
What Putin is talking about has been putting together the old Soviet Union. Ukraine is the first part of that. He wants to swallow the whole thing.
And Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday the Russian president needs to choke on it.
We need pressing, biting sanctions now, not after an invasion.
Asked what he thinks Putin is looking for, President Biden says
things he cannot get.
On where things stand, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells Fox News Sunday.
My job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital.
And if that happens,
it will come at a strategic cost to Russia.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Both leaders' offices said the 40-minute phone call was part of a coordinated effort, the French presidency said, before Macron travels to Moscow Monday and on to Kiev Tuesday, where he's due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Over the weekend, Macron also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg, plus the leaders of Baltic nations. A group led by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate denied Sunday it knew the head of the Islamic State group killed in a U.S. raid lived in an area under its control. IS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qarishi blew himself up Thursday during the nighttime raid on his house in Syria's northwest region of Idlib. This is VOA News. Queen Elizabeth II is marking the 70th anniversary of her ascension to the throne by making clear her wishes for when her son, Prince Charles, succeeds her. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Britain's longest-serving monarch marks 70 years of her rule with a special Platinum Jubilee message to the public. In it, she renews her pledge to her country and shows her support for Prince Charles's wife, Camilla, saying that she should be named Queen Consort when her son should succeed her. Despite her dedication to charity work and social issues, Camilla, also known as the Duchess of Cornwall, was initially shunned by fans of the late Princess Diana. In her speech, the Queen asked Britain to show her son and Camilla the same support that the public gave her after the loss of her husband, Prince Philip, last year. To many, such as royal biographer Hugo Vickers, Camilla's new status is welcome.
Camilla would have been queen by law, and now she can also be queen by name. It makes perfect sense.
Naomi Shannon, London.
Honduran President Xiomara Castro has tested positive for COVID-19, she said Sunday, adding that she has mild symptoms and will be working in isolation. Castro put the left back in power 12 years after her husband was ousted in a coup. She was sworn into office in late January. Castro said on Twitter that an earlier test, she had been negative. Mexican authorities Sunday cleared a makeshift camp in the north of the country where hundreds of migrants heading toward the U.S. border had been holding out for more than a year in what rights organizations criticized as deplorable conditions. Nearly 400 migrants have been transferred by bus to three different shelters near the border city of Tijuana, where the city's mayor said they can remain indefinitely. He promised them help regardless of whether they want to stay in Tijuana or return to their countries of origin. A cyclone killed at least 10 people in southeastern Madagascar, the second to hit the Indian Ocean island in just 2 weeks, officials said Sunday. Cyclone Batsirai swept inland late Saturday, triggering floods, bringing down buildings, and cutting power. It slammed the eastern coastline with heavy rain and wind speeds of 165 kilometers per hour. The damage from the storm compounded the destruction weakened by Cyclone Ana, which hit the island 2 weeks ago, killing 55 people and leaving nearly 130,000 more with no place to live. Senegal overcame Egypt 4-2 in a shootout to win their first ever Africa Cup of Nations title. After two previous final defeats, Senegal finally are Cup of Nations winners, while Egypt missed out on a record-extending eighth continental crown. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.